RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. Tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
Some people like Chris Emma. We are those people. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Zach is in for Spiegs. We will talk with Olin Krutz coming up at 5 o'clock. But our man Chris Emma is there at Hallis Hall Live. You can actually see him if you're watching on YouTube or on Twitch. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Emma, what do we need to know at Hallis Hall today?
What's up, guys? Yeah, Friday, week 17 with a pivotal matchup on tap, and the injury report is worth noting. Roma Dunze ruled out for this game, still dealing with a stress fracture in his foot. Deshaun Wright is questionable to play, dealing with a hamstring and an illness. TJ Edwards also questionable, so is CJ Gardner-Johnson. And there are illnesses going through this team right now. There are five players listed on the injury report dealing with illnesses, so something to keep an eye on as you head into Sunday night.
What about San Francisco?
Still waiting on that. Still waiting on the word for George Kittle. I would imagine he will be close to a game-time decision as we head into Sunday.
Yeah, it's interesting, Emma, where this is the time of year where you see guys end up getting sick. The locker rooms will get sick, and then they have to figure out ways to navigate around some of that stuff. With Roma Dunze dealing with his stress fracture, and I know that Ben Johnson said earlier this week that he's going to be pivotal in what they do going forward. I wonder if the Bears find themselves in a position of like, yeah, we'd love to push the envelope with him, but he might be more valuable to us once we get into actual playoff football.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, look, Ben Johnson's talked about the steps. They got step one down. They're in the playoffs. Step two, as he said, is clinching the division. And step three is the number one seed, which is still there. But as it relates to Roman Dunze, Lawrence, I think you're right. I think you just hold them out until the postseason at this rate. Yes, there's more to play for, but at what risk? He's already dealt with re-aggravating this injury. He's dealt with the hardship of going through this and trying to get himself right. And I'll give you this, too. Like, I've seen him in the locker room. There's no cast. There's no limp. There's nothing that sounds alarm bells. Like, he's got to be close. I think it's just a matter of when those games mean more in the playoffs and getting him back out there for some significant stakes down the stretch. But I don't think you're going to see him these next two games.
Wait a minute, Chris, you're telling me if the Bears take the field next week against the Lions here at home, and there's an opportunity to pick up that number one top overall seed in the NFC, they're going to sit Odunze?
I think it's possible, Zach. I think at this rate, yeah. They got to get him right. And having that re-aggravation a couple weeks ago, you can go back to that one and wonder why he was set to play against the Browns, a game where they won 31-3 and were fine without him. Like, that's perfectly fair. And I think that might have been mismanaged to some degree in terms of getting him as close to 100% as you can be. So they're going to err on the side of caution. Ben Johnson said, we got to protect this guy as much as we possibly can. I don't think you're going to see him until the postseason at this rate.
Boy, that's interesting. The other thing that I've found fascinating is, why did it take the injury to Odunze for DJ Moore to be the kind of playmaker he's been over the last couple of weeks? Because he's such a valuable player. And I know he's done a lot of different things, but you saw the locker room celebration with the cheese grater on his head. You saw the frustration unleashed. This guy's a playmaker, and he's essentially been ignored by the passer. Why? What's going on there that's made things so complicated?
It's a great question, Zach. I think it was a breakthrough moment to get that touchdown they did against the Browns a couple weeks ago with Roma Dunze out, and you were planning on Rome to be out there. That was what you were going into that game expecting, and suddenly he's not available. So you saw Caleb Williams and DJ Moore strike that connection. I'd love to have a great answer for you, Zach. I just don't know at this rate. Something is just not connected consistently between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but it's coming together now. And you saw that on Saturday night. Obviously, the biggest moment of that game-winning touchdown pass in overtime. But they've been in lockstep a little bit more closely, and I'm curious to know. I did not get a chance to talk to DJ Moore today about what they've done to fine-tune that chemistry and really get things right. But they've had some moments both within the script of a play of going through those progressions, but also going off script, and Caleb Williams just finding number two open there. So at the very least, it's developing the right way. And you're right, Zach. You want to see more DJ Moore here as you head into the postseason.
Emma, walk us through what we need to know from the people that you talked to today at Halas Hall.
Well, so we heard from Caleb Williams on Tuesday talking about the dynamic with Ben Johnson and how he said it was a fragile, as he said, actually. A tough start as they began their work together in the offseason program. And they formed that connection over time and really getting to trust each other and getting to know each other on a more personal level. So Ben Johnson was asked about that today. I'm going to play this cut here for you. It starts with Caleb Williams on Tuesday, the refresher of what he said, and then you hear Ben Johnson's response to it. So let's get to it.
It took me a while. It took me, you know, throughout camp, at certain parts, you know, felt like our relationship was pretty fragile. Fragile at certain points from my perspective. It was like, geez, like this dude, you know, doesn't seem like he likes me. He doesn't have to like me. You know, that's what you kind of realize. But at that point also, and to that extent, you start figuring out that's just him, and he cares so much about the sport. He cares so much about us. He cares so much about winning. He cares, like I said, he cares about us as players. That you start figuring out him, and you understand that, you know, when you're on that 53, you know, 53 by 120, it's you know, that's his place. And so, you know, being able to go out there, you know, do our job exactly how we should and exactly how he teaches it. And then when you get off the field, he's one of the guys. He's a player's coach. He laughs and jokes with us. He's bumping us around and things like that. And so it's fun. It's enjoyable when we're off the field. It's fun and enjoyable when we're on the field. But it did take a little bit.
Yeah, I would say probably a lot of my closest friends would tell you the same thing. So I think of a guy that was in my wedding. One of my best men was Drew Petzing, who's the coordinator for Arizona. I think he would tell you the first 2 months that we were together at Boston College, we didn't say a whole lot to each other. But that's how, it's just kind of how it is sometimes. You know, I treat Caleb like I do the rest of the guys. I love all these guys, and comes from a good place. I just want them to become the best player that they can be and grow as men as well. So I think he understands that, and we're at a good spot right now.
It's interesting to watch the way that Ben Johnson goes about doing his job and how it's really impacted, I think, in the most positive way, how things have gone at Hallis Hall, Emma.
Look, at Caleb Williams last year, when there was change and chaos in a lot of ways in this building, said, I want to be coached. I want structure. I want to be challenged. And Ben Johnson, from day one, through the OTAs and the mini camp, training camp, and on we go into week 17, has been challenging him. You saw that each day in practice, where they're throwing everything they could at Caleb Williams in training camp to really make him better in the long run. And Caleb loves it. Like a lot of other guys in his shoes would just let it roll off. They wouldn't feel comfortable with it. They wouldn't like having a coach getting right up in his grill and saying what he wants to say. But Caleb Williams truly embraces this. Like, it wasn't just lip service with him. And you feel that connection is forming. And you see, as Ben Johnson hoped, that Caleb Williams is making these strides down the stretch of this season to be the guy leading this team and leading them now with 11-4 record and heading into the postseason with high aspirations. Like, this is what Ben Johnson set out to do. But there had to be that natural connection between the two, where they established that trust, and Caleb understands, this guy's looking out for me. He wants the best for me, and vice versa, Ben Johnson understanding what makes Caleb Williams click the right way.
What does make Caleb Williams click the right way?
It's, I think, a lot in those one-on-one interactions, Zach, where they're sitting in Ben Johnson's office and going through plays, and Ben, I'm sure, is constantly candid, saying, you got to do this better. You got to hit that throw earlier. You can't miss that first read. You can't settle for that check down. Like, I bet there's a lot of candor, if I could be a fly on the wall for those meetings between those two. And certainly you feel it when they're at the podium right behind me here at the media room and talking about their relationship and the way that they can improve together. There's a trust, though, and that much is clear. And you felt the challenges in practice. When you're watching in OTAs, I remember that day in late April, I think it was early May, when Ben Johnson got right in the grill of Cole Kmet and was just letting him have it. That's a guy who's worn the C on his chest and a decorated veteran and a guy who's really respected in that locker room. And he's just hearing it from the head coach in a way I've never heard a Bears head coach talk to a player before.
Really?
But those are the challenges. And at first, it probably seemed a little awkward. I'm sure players were somewhat uncomfortable with it. But once you understand what makes Ben Johnson click and knowing that he's out for the best of these guys, I think everybody, not just Caleb Williams, understands this is a guy I want to play for. This is a guy I can believe in.
So that's Caleb wasn't the only person to talk about Ben Johnson's style. Who else did you guys talk to?
Got to talk with Antoine Randall, the Bears wide receivers coach, and a right-hand man to Ben Johnson on this coaching staff, who, of course, was with him in Detroit for 4 years on that staff with Dan Campbell. And that was such an important hire for Ben Johnson to make. And Antoine Randall knows well about Ben Johnson, about his intensity and the way that he's trying to get through to players. So here's Antoine Randall on his head coach, Ben Johnson.
It's one thing to actually have the position and making decisions and all that, but he was really prepping 4 years ago, to be honest with you. So he's in his role, and really he understands the idea of careful planning as it relates to this team and how this team goes and how this team ticks. When's the right time to cut back on reps and all that type of stuff? So those things I think he just prepared for in his earlier years, and it just shows up over and over again. And again, he'll learn more and more as he goes as head coach, but he's been doing a phenomenal job, you know, at the position so far, and still calling plays. So I think it's good to see.
Have you seen any elements of other coaches that you played for, coach for, like Rosarians?
I mean, I played for some fiery coaches. going all the way back to Coach Cower. I wouldn't put him in the same category as Coach Knight in basketball, but he's got some fire to him, and he lets the players know, lets coaches know, when things are not right like they need to be. So I think that's one of the things that you have to have as a coach, and when to use it, when to not blow up, but make sure things are in order.
People forget Antoine Randle-El, at least a three-sport athlete. Drafted by the Cubs, played basketball for Bobby Knight, Big Ten Player of the Year as a quarterback for Indiana. People forget that. Before we move on, Emma, I do need to make mention of something. Alex, you can let me know if I'm wrong on this. I feel like this is the first time we've had this particular background for Emma or Grody, right? Like, usually they're in the they're in Stacey Dales's closet up there for NFL Network.
Yeah, the great teammate Stacey Dales.
We love Stacey Dales.
Lends us her spot.
I really like. Can we let's go full screen here on Twitch and on YouTube with Emma's background, because he's right there where everyone does their press conferences from. I dig this view.
Looks great.
I appreciate that. I got my usual perch downstairs of the PNC Center, but Sunday Night Football and the NBC crew, they're doing the intros for players who did not have intros recorded earlier in the season. So C.J. Gardner-Johnson was not a part of the Bears going into this year. He was doing his intro, several other players as well. So they've taken my room with NBC. Fortunately, it's quiet here today, so I've got this place to myself, and I'm not disrupting anybody too badly.
Wait, when did this game get moved to Sunday night? The Bears were not going to be a part of the Sunday night package at all this season. They weren't even being considered. That's all you need to know about how special this season is. The Bears were a non-factor when it came to Sunday night football until they made themselves a factor.
Well, how about it? The last 2 weeks, like, you get moved to the Fox Saturday night primetime slot, and now you're in Sunday night football for a game, Emma, that is, Zach and I have been talking about it. I know that everyone's still high off the win off the Packers. This is a game that is legitimately, for the winner, about the number one seed.
It's really something. A battle of 11-4s here, and the stakes not only for the Bears, but in the NFC West, where that's just a fascinating race taking place right now. And it's really exciting to go from the thrilling win of Saturday night at Soldier Field to everything on the line on Sunday night at Levi Stadium. And we'll see what Week 18 holds, if the Bears have a lot to play for, if they're just getting ready for the postseason at that point. But every year in the NFL, there's parity, and you just don't know what to expect when you see that schedule in May. But the finish of this year for the Bears has just been thrilling to follow. And you just get excited. This big game after big game, the stakes, everything on the line for this team in a breakthrough season. I think it's good for the Bears to have these constant challenges one after the next where you got to get ready. I think it makes them stronger. It's the iron sharpening iron here.
I just want to see, and I don't know how much credence you put into Bear Weather. We talk about it a lot like it's a thing, but I do think it is a thing in January at Soldier Field. And I think if you can cut down how many games you have to play in the playoffs, if you can get that bye, you talked about Roma Dunze and what he's been dealing with. He's not the only one. If you can get that bye, clinch that top seed, if you can actually get the number one overall seed, and that's why this game is so huge, even though the Bears may have already clinched the NFC North before they even take the field against the 49ers, if the Ravens beat the Packers this weekend, if you have an opportunity to grab that number one and take either, say, a team like the Rams or one of these warm weather teams.
Or even the Seahawks.
Even the Seahawks. And even the Eagles. If you have to play them at Soldier Field when the conditions are terrible, may not be, you never know, it's Chicago weather, right? But if it's like it was against Cleveland earlier this season, that to me is an advantage for a team that takes the ball away and can run the ball even though you know they're running the ball right at you and still be successful.
No, no, Zach, you're exactly right. I mean, that's the bread and butter of this offense, is running the football, and that plays so well in January. And the importance of home field advantage for this football team. You heard Ben Johnson say it about that atmosphere they felt on Saturday night. I never felt that stadium shake before. I didn't know that press box could shake. And you felt that multiple times, the Johnny Walker touchdown, and then, of course, the game winner, DJ Moore. And it is special in Chicago when the Bears are good and they are having a chance to go compete for a championship. And you feel that all around the city, the buzz that's there. To get home games in the playoffs and to have that advantage with the weather and the crowd and everything that goes into playing a playoff game at Soldier Field, like, the Bears understand the importance of that. They're not going to pass that up. That is incredible motivation for this football team. And if you get more games like you did on Saturday night along the lakefront, it's something that Chicago wants to savor.
We're running out of time, Emma, so give us the nuggets and tidbits.
I've got a bunch of nuggets and tidbits for you guys. The Bears and 49ers have alternated results, win-loss splitting, the last nine games dating back to 2012. This matchup will also mark the sixth straight game against San Francisco with a different head coach, John Fox, Matt Nagy, Chris Tabor stepping in for a one-game interim basis for Nagy in 21, Matt Eberflus, Thomas Brown, and now Ben Johnson. Of the NFL's eight divisions, seven are currently led by a team that did not win the division last year. That, of course, includes the Bears, one of three teams to go from last year ago to clinching a postseason seed. The others are the Patriots and Sunday's opponent, the 49ers. The locker room was quite empty today after practice, and that's because the team held its gift exchange. I saw Jalen Johnson walking through with a giant TV screen, like an Apple TV screen from somebody. I didn't get the full rundown on that. Ben Johnson asked about Christmas, said, quote, "When was Christmas?" So they're locked in here at Hallis Hall.
That's pretty funny. Emma, great job as always. Thanks, man.
Take care.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.